Look, in some level, Yuma and La Paz County are just like the rest of the state. We pay our teachers too little to get enough of them to be working as teachers. There's 2,000 vacant teaching positions across the state of Arizona. That includes dozens and dozens in Yuma and La Paz County. There's no model we have for education that a student can succeed if they don't have one, the same teacher in front of that classroom every single day. And that's the reality of where we're at right now. It's a function of low pay. We pay our teachers 48th in the country. It doesn't have to be that way. I've proposed that we move our teacher pay to 25th in the country. That would cost a little over $400 million a year, completely and totally doable. In fact, we just had a $2 billion budget surplus. So I'm about what are the solutions that's actually going to help make a difference, not just for our teachers, but most importantly for our students.
Taking a look at other issues that are here beyond education, the border, agriculture.
Well, after my visit at the college, I'm going to visit with some of the local agricultural leaders here to talk specifically about water issues. It's such a critical issue for Yuma, and again, for the whole state, but particularly where you guys are sitting right here, right off of the Colorado River. We've got to make sure that those water rights are protected so that humans will be able to continue to farm. We've also got to make sure that we're recognizing and dealing with climate change. That's another thing that the Republican legislative leaders and the governor have not even been willing to acknowledge, that climate change is real, much less that we need to come up with a plan to deal with it. That'll change. I want to be a clean energy governor that's really focused on what will it take to help Arizona get clean air and clean water for future generations.
Looking at immigration, Governor Ducey and other Republican candidates like Kimberly Yee have come to the border and they've said, you know, they want to keep building the wall. They want to, you know, make sure it stopped the flow of migration. Where do you stand on migration and things like the border wall and border security?
Look, it's an international border, and that makes this a federal issue. Our state senators, our U.S. senators, our congresspeople, and Washington, D.C. needs to get together and sort this out and fix it. That's you know, fundamentally, first and foremost. The job of the governor is to make sure everything in Arizona is working well. International borders is the job of the federal government. At the same time, I want to make sure that we have a secure border, that we know who's coming across the border, that we have a process for doing that. Every Yuma farmer that I've talked to has talked about the incredible need for a guest worker program that actually works, so that people who can come here and do the job and don't want to stay in Yuma or Arizona forever can do that legally with all of the secure protections, so we know who's here. Those are the types of things we should be exploring and figuring out.
Is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about you and where you would like to see Arizona go in the future?
Yeah. Well, look, the job of governor is different than any other elected office in the state. You're the CEO for the state of Arizona. My background outside of the legislature has been as an entrepreneur who's built and run two large organizations. I did that by bringing together diverse leaders from all different backgrounds, by working with them to set a vision bigger than ourselves, and by then holding everybody accountable for execution on that vision. The company I started, Ocelero Learning, the children in our Head Start programs have made gains at about 2.5 times the national average. That shows that I have what it takes to bring people together, to lead, and to make sure we get the job done. That's exactly what I'll do as the next governor.
All right. Representative Aaron Lieberman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.